Welcome to the Tiwoo Podcast. Today is January 26th, 2023, and this is audio log number 25. Happy New Year, everyone. Hope your year is going off with a great start. The last time I talked about Biggie, which is a stray cat that I've been trying to socialize and trap for, I'm going to say, the past 6 months or so. So most recently, I think I mentioned this in the last episode, we got news we're going to be moving in December. So obviously I'm not going to come back and feed him. And I was feeding him every single day, roughly around 6 PM and then once in the morning, early morning. But since that time, a lot has happened. The weather here has gotten a lot worse. It's gotten a lot colder. And also there's been a lot more storms, snowstorms. So there's at least 10 centimeters of snow outside. And it's just generally really rough outside, so he hasn't been coming as often. He doesn't come every day anymore. And if he does come, it's kind of at an odd time. And I think in the last episode, I don't remember if I mentioned it, but I have been reaching out to local cat rescue organizations for their help, asking for advice on how to socialize a stray / feral cat, also how to deal with if I'm moving, should I take him with me and continue feeding him there, kind of thing, relocating a stray cat, a feral cat, how dangerous it is, and generally seeing if there's anyone in the community that could help feed him. And since that time, because I think at that time there wasn't that many responses, but recently this month I've gotten a lot of feedback back. I've actually spoken to someone over the phone. She gave me the advice of instead of using one of those animal traps that they get set off from the inside and they kind of snap close, I could try using a pet carrier. I feed him in the pet carrier. I put the food in there so he has to go in. And then once he's inside, I could close the door behind him because he trusts me. She also suggested that I use a dog crate to house him in case I don't have any space. I don't have an empty room. I do have an empty room, a washroom, but it's small and it's very inconvenient to go in and out. I had him in there last time, like I said, and he escaped. And he also shat everywhere. It was horrible. So that was her suggestion. And it was helpful being able to talk to somebody about it. And also she has a lot of experience trapping cats, neutering them and potentially releasing them. I think she also fosters them. So from her experience, she's never really had a cat that had issues using a litter box. I think she said only one cat had a problem, and all the other cats that she's had, they always used the litter box, they always knew. And so that was a really big issue with him. I think in the last episode I had mentioned that when I did trap him, he pooped everywhere, right? So I was still kind of I don't know if he can use the litter box, and that's a big deal because it's not I want to be cleaning cat shit all the time. So so she says that, it could be the setup, the way it was, the room that I had. It's not huge, but it's not a tiny box, right? I guess you could just not use the, So her suggestion was also to set up the dog crate in a way that he has very little space to walk around. He literally has his space to eat. He has a carrier and he has a litter box. And it's just a really tight square rectangle. There's no space. If you shit, if you poop, you're going to poop on where you're eating, kind of thing. So that was her suggestion. And it was nice talking to someone about it. And her other suggestion was just to take it one step at a time because there were so many uncertainties surrounding him. Like, I wasn't sure whether or not he can be socialized. I'm not sure whether or not, like, what it would be like to neuter him or, you know, if I move him to a different area. So she just suggested that I take things one step at a time because once I do one step, I'll get closer to the answer that I need in order to kind of be like, this is what's going to happen now. And so another person reached out to me via email, actually, is an old gentleman, and he was quite nice, actually. I kind of like bounced my ideas off of him, like what I could possibly do, my options, you know, finding someone to feed him here, potentially relocate him to my new area and continue feeding him outside, or potentially try to socialize him. And he gave me some feedback. He had offered, you know, reaching out to some, like, the local humane society for the neutering. He's like, they might offer temporary fostering. Also, he helped connect me to some people who live in the area. I gave him the closest intersection, and he kind of reached out to some people that he knows that live in the area. Unfortunately, only one. So he had said there was three people who live in the area near me, and only one person responded back. That one person reached out to me to ask and offer assistance. And then unfortunately, like, the person said she was gonna, we were talking through email. So she was like, oh, I'll give you a call tomorrow. I'll just text you before I call. And then I was like, okay, I gave her my phone number. But then when the day came, like, I didn't get anything. I didn't get a text message. I didn't get phone call. And I was like, okay, that's really weird. This was like the beginning of January. I waited like 2 weeks. And I reached out again via email and be like, oh, were you going to call me? Because I never received anything. And she's like, oh, yeah, I sent a text, but you never responded. Well, unfortunately, I'm kind of like caught up now with some stuff. She said something like one of her family members is having health problems and one of her cats having health problems, and now she can't help anymore. So I was like, okay, great. So that was like the only person who lives nearby who reached out to potentially offer help. So now I'm kind of like, oh, that's just great. So yeah, so that's kind of what's been happening. And then the whole weather thing, these past, like, you know, since the last time I made an episode, the weather has went and changed a lot. We've gotten like negative 20 weather. Like, I think nighttime drops to like negative 20, like negative 10 on the regular. It's been snowing, raining, ice, hail, all that stuff. So I don't know where he stays. I don't know if this was before or after the last episode, but at some point he did come to the front and I gave him food and he finished and he left. And at that time, I put on my jacket and I kind of followed him. And outside, right in front of our house, there's a huge hydro field with hydro lines. And it's a big field. And I followed him across it. He went across that hydro field to another, like, kind of another street of houses. And he went across those houses. And then at that point, I think he got scared. He knew I was following him, and he went under a car. And obviously, I'm not going to, like, stand in front of someone's driveway looking at the cat under the car. They're going to think I'm crazy. Mind you, this was, like, in the middle of the night. So I just followed him to that area, which it's further north. And it's quite far. It's not that far, but it's, like, I'm gonna say 1 kilometer away from my home. You kind of have to, like, it's basically crossing like two intersections to get to where he was. So I was like very surprised. And also in that hydro field, it's very common to hear like coyotes going in there. So super dangerous. But I followed him and I'm like, I guess he's familiar with this area. And the house that he stopped in front of, so like he was under the car, right behind that house is a school. So I was like, oh, is there like a shed or something he's going in on the street. So then I went back in the daytime to check out like the area, and like I walked in the schoolyard, because from the schoolyard you can see the backyard of those houses, so he might have been going there. Anyways, I sound like a crazy person, but I was just trying to figure out like, oh, is he like sleeping here? Is this where his shelter is? But I didn't really figure out much. I did hear like someone has a dog, so he probably would get scared off anyways. So yeah, that happened like I think early January. So most recently we did something, I guess, kind of bad happened. So following one of the lady's advice, I got a dog crate. I bought a new pet carrier that was big enough to keep him, because he's like 15 pounds. He's a huge cat. And she also suggested that I use like non-scented clay cat litter, which I had to buy because I think the ones that I use are scented. So I got all that stuff. I set it up. I set up the dog crate in the basement. I got a room all set up for him. The dog crate is huge. It's 42 inches by 30 inches. It's pretty big, and it's like heavy and loud. Like, it's not loud, but it's like, it's really heavy, and it's not the best to use, honestly, because you have to like kind of lock in the sides, and it's not malleable. Anyways, it's not that, it's like super hard to set up. Anyways, so I got all that stuff, and I was gonna try that pet carrier method where I feed him in the pet carrier and I kind of close it behind him. So I did that. Actually, I've been feeding him in a pet carrier for like I think at least a week or something. And so yesterday, mind you, we also had a really big storm come in yesterday afternoon. And so yesterday morning, because I wake up at like 7 now, I don't wake up like in the middle of the night anymore, because my child doesn't need to wake up to feed anymore. They wake up exactly at 7 every single day. So I woke up at 7. He was there. I fed him in the carrier. He went in, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. He was completely in. I closed the door and trapped him. And obviously, he's a big cat. Like, he went in there and I closed it, and he shook the entire carrier. It was like pushing back. I honestly had to like hold it down and then close it. I was like, holy crap. It was kind of scary. And so I closed it. I was like, oh, yes, fine. This is like 7 o'clock in the morning. It's so early. And so I take him inside. I had set up the crate and everything. I put him in there. I put food in there. Closed it up. And I opened the gate for him to come out. He comes out, and for the beginning, like for most of the time yesterday, he was very calm. He was sleeping in there. He ate the food that I left behind. He didn't go in the carrier again. So when he got in the carrier, there was a bowl of food. He completely knocked it over, and it spilled everywhere in the carrier. So it was disgusting. He didn't go in there again after I opened it. He was in the crate, and he came out, and it just lied on any... There isn't that much space. So he could only like literally lie down like one way. That was it. So he did. He lied down. He ate the food. He slept for most of the day. And I went down and saw him every time that I could. Whenever my kid was taking a nap, I'd go down there and I'd use like one of these back scratchers and scratch his head through the bars. And he really enjoyed it. I gave him chin rubs and everything. And he was like really eating it up. But when he would get scared, he would like growl and stuff. But once you start rubbing him, he's like quiet and he looks like he's falling asleep. He like kind of lets you like rub his chin and like rolls over and stuff. And he looked like he was really calm and really enjoying it. But then nighttime comes and it's like, I think 8 o'clock. I'm about to put my kid down. I'm checking on him. I notice that he starts digging at the ground, and I know. Anyone who has a cat knows, once they start digging at the ground, that means they're gonna go to the washroom. That's what that means. He was digging at the ground, not in the litter box. So I was like, oh shit. And I went down there and I'm like, no, Biggie, no. And just as I was like saying no, I just see like the pee come out. I'd already lined the dog crate with doggy pads, but he had scratched it up. Like he was like, you know, scratching at the ground, so it got pulled up, and I'm like, holy crap. And then he started pooping. And I'm like, oh my God. So basically the suggestion did not work. Even though he had literally no space, he could only lie down next to the bowl. He still took a poop there where he was lying. And I was like, oh my God. And it was so stinky. Oh man. And I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I was like freaking out. And so I had to get him back in the carrier. Otherwise, I couldn't clean it up. So I like had to use like a water spray bottle, vacuum, and like a little I have this little garbage picking hand thingy. Like you can use it to pick up litter, those kinds of things. I use that to pick up stuff off the ground outside because it's dirty. So I had that. So I used that. I stuck it through the crate. I was trying to get him go in the carrier. And he was like fighting me. And he's also covered in poop because he keeps stepping in his poop because there's no space in the crate. And so somehow I get him to go into the carrier by like literally vacuuming him, which he's scared of the vacuum, and also prodding him with the garbage picker at the same time and kind of literally like cornering him so he has to literally go into the carrier. He goes in and I like have to like somehow wiggle my hand in to get it closed. So I closed it. Okay, he's in there. I clean it up. Disgusting. Smells really bad. We look up some ways to maybe get him to use the litter box is to put maybe a poop in the litter box. So, you know, he's like, he can smell his scent. So I put a little bit of poo. It was disgusting. I just like picked it up with a paper towel, dropped it in there. Freaking disgusting. Covered it. Try to clean everything else up. He's in there. Also, he's covered in his poo because he like stepped in it. He like stepped in it at some point and then stepped on top of the pet crate to get away or something. I'm not sure. And I'm like, what the hell? There's like shit on the dog, on the pet crate. I'm like, okay, great. The pet carrier, sorry. And so, yeah, he does that. Clean it up. Okay, I set up everything back again. Put more dog pads. Put everything back. I put in a second litter box. Now there's no space. There's like no standing space at all. I put two litter boxes. I put the pet carrier. And then I also put some, like, I put some stuff on top of the carrier to prevent him from climbing on the litter boxes and the pet carrier. I close it. Not even 10 minutes, he manages to jump on top of the pet carrier. And he somehow pulls the back wall of the dog crate down. Now, this dog crate is like metal and it's pretty stiff. That's the right word. It's pretty stiff. So it's really hard to like kind of move around and it's heavy. Somehow he manages to pull it down, not only pull it down, wiggle his way through a very thin like gap at the top. Okay. And get up. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I literally went down. I was like, oh, there's something wrong. I had set up a camera. I could see. I'm like, there's something wrong. My camera's knocked down. I go down there. He's literally at the windowsill again. Different window, still in the basement though. So it's like still at a basement window. And I swear to God, he was going to rip the screen just like he had done in the basement washroom. And I had just replaced the basement washroom screen. I had to specially order it from the manufacturer and pick it up. Like it's an hour away just to pick up stupid window screen. So I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. And the dog crate is messed up. And I'm like, what can I possibly do? Right? He's at the window. I go to close the window and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, if I pull him down, he's gonna scratch my face. He's a big cat, okay? He's a really big cat. So if I pull him down, he's very strong. He's gonna slap my face. He's gonna hurt me. If I somehow shoo him down, this is in one of my storage rooms and we're moving. So my stuff's in boxes in there. Like I have like boxes of shoes and stuff. My stuff's there. I don't know what. And he's covered in shit. So I'm like, this cat is covered in shit. at the window and he will destroy stuff. He's super heavy and strong. I'm like, no, I'm not going to risk it. So what I did was I picked up the pet carrier and tried to force him in. I pushed him to the other side and I somehow managed to open the window again, take out the window screen and just kind of like shoo him out the window, because that was the only way out without him destroying my property, hurting me and covering and preventing him from covering anything else in shit. So yeah, that's how he escaped the second time. And honestly, today after that, I'm like, I've tried and I was so tired yesterday because I've been waking up so early. I was so tired of A, cleaning his shit, and B, constantly playing with, like, trying to, like, just get him to stay in the house. And, like, I'm trying to save him, but honestly, I know he's a cat and he can't possibly understand it, but I'm like, why do you have to make my life so difficult? And yeah, at this point, I've kind of thrown in the towel. I'm like, I'm not going to try this again. At this point, I don't know. Like, he can't use a litter box. And I can't deal with that. That's like a huge problem. So right now, I've kind of, like, I'm just taking the time to accept the fact that I need to give up on the possibility of trying to, like, you know, adopt him and socialize him. At this point, although he is a nice cat that lets me pet him, he is not like taught to use a litter box. He cannot be an inside. He cannot stay inside at all. He can only live outside. And unless I literally trap him on the day that I'm moving or like before to move him to that house, there's no way that I'm going to bring him there. I can't. Okay. And, right now, the only thing I'm thinking that I can possibly do is just neuter him and just release him back in the neighborhood. But right now, there's no one to feed him. So me and my partner are going to have to slowly wean off the food that we give him so he doesn't rely on our food source anymore and he goes somewhere else. I know it's super sad and I'm like taking a really long time to kind of get over this. I'm super disappointed that this is the outcome of what's going to happen. But unfortunately, at this moment, I don't have many resources. And at the same time, me having to deal with him, like in terms of like cleaning up after him, I mean, it's not that bad to clean up. Like, I mean, it is bad. I don't want to clean up his shit, okay? But it's 10 times worse that he constantly tries to escape and potentially like hurt me. And I'm scared that I don't want to deal with that. It's just not safe for me. And it's not, I think it's really putting my family in jeopardy. Honestly, he pooped and it made like the entire basement smell really bad. And I know he's an outdoor cat. He's going to have like parasites in his poop and stuff. It's not safe. So I don't want to risk it anymore. So at this point, I've given up trying to socialize him. He cannot be adopted by me, at least not at this moment. And I don't have the resources to train him to use the litter box, nor do I have the patience to. So I've kind of just, you know, have to accept it. It's just kind of sad. And it feels like I'm breaking up with somebody, but it's a cat. So he hasn't come today. Obviously, he's probably traumatized by me trying to like catch him and stuff. So I'm going to be really hurt seeing him again if he comes for food, because I know at the end of the day, eventually I'll have to stop. We have to wean him off and I'll probably never see him again. And I don't know what's going to happen to him. I don't know if there's any, like at this moment, I don't think there's anyone in the neighborhood that's going to feed him. And I don't know how he's going to survive. So that's the really sad part. So I just wanted to give you guys an update to the whole Biggie situation. And the past 2 days have been just kind of trying to accept the fact that this is his fate now. And there's not much I can do, unfortunately. And I really did try my best and it's really not going to work out. So yeah, anyways, that's it for today. Hope you guys are all doing well and I hope that story didn't bring you down. I'm still trying to contact more people to see if there's any other way, if there's any other rescue groups who have done this before, who know what they're doing, because I'm honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. but I don't know. Maybe there'll be another update, and I hope there'll be good news, but so far, it's been pretty bad news. So yeah. Anyways, see you guys next time. Have a good night, good evening, or good day. Bye.